What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. This is a quick bonus episode. We're not going to do the normal ads because that would take about as long as the episode itself. Little quick tip share here. But this podcast is brought to you by us here at Schedule Fly, restaurant employee scheduling software. It's also brought to you by Pop Menu, by The Giving Kitchen, and by Kickfin. Check them all out. All great businesses. And here we go. Okay, so this comes from Scott Maitland, who owns Top of the Hill Restaurant and Brewery in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They've been around for, 30 years now, and I respect Scott a lot. I've gotten to know him very well over the years. He's become a personal friend. He's an extremely sharp businessman, and he started this restaurant. He was in law school. And he started Top of the Hill because there was this sort of preeminent space, this awesome space on the second floor of sort of the main crossroads in Chapel Hill. And he heard that I think it was a Chili's was going to come in there. It was some chain. He didn't want a chain restaurant there in his town, in this cool, eclectic, funky college town. So he just decided right then and there he was going to start a restaurant. And 30 years later, they're still cranking. Kicking butt. But here's one of the things he told me years ago when we were writing Restaurant Owners Uncorked, our first book that we self-published in 2010 or 2011. And it's always stuck with me because it was such a great articulation of the independent restaurant and the advantage that the independent restaurant has over chains. And if you're an independent restaurant owner, it's hard. And you know, you don't have economies of scale, and you have so many things that big, well-funded, well-capitalized chains have. But there's a few things that you have that are your advantage. One, of course, is your people. The kind of people that want to work in those types of places are awesome. And but the most important thing is what I think is what Scott said, and it's a huge advantage. And so I'm going to read this. This is from the book. It's from the interview. And he says, here we go, quote, know your local community intimately. One thing the independent has that no amount of money can replace is an understanding of the local community. A well-funded chain restaurant can blow an independent away with restaurant design, menu design, and all that stuff. But the problem is, by its definition, to justify that type of capital expense, it needs to be replicatable, and that is the chain's Achilles heel. What the money can't do is it can't drill down into one community and understand what that community needs. Chains can't do that, and independent can. For example, Michael Jordan hooked up with an independent restaurant group out of Chicago to start 23 Restaurant here in Chapel Hill. They had marketed themselves as the place for fathers and sons to go before the game. To be frank, I was a little nervous. They were right down the block, and I was thinking it was going to be tough to compete against that. They were advertising it as the place to go before the game, but the menu didn't have a hamburger on it. Rather, they were selling $26 rabbit. I don't know if I'm accurate or not, but I guess rabbit seems fun and exotic in Chicago. Meanwhile, there are plenty of people here in North Carolina who remember hard times, and the only way they got to eat was to go out and shoot a rabbit. So the idea of paying $26 to have rabbit doesn't work on many levels. It's not what you want to eat before a basketball game. It's not what this market wants. End quote. Local, intimate knowledge. Know your community intimately. That's the chain's Achilles heel. And that's something that they can never compete with you on. So lean into that. I've always enjoyed that quote. I've always been inspired by that quote. You know, we at Schedule Fly love independent restaurants, love serving independent restaurants, love all the uniqueness and authenticity and community building and quirkiness and funkiness and passion and love and energy and true care and heart that goes into independent restaurants. And we love serving them. And we want to always, with this podcast, do two things. We want to educate you when we can, and we want to inspire you when we can through the folks that we talk to. And we're going to broaden this podcast in a lot of ways here over the next year, and we're really excited about it. We're going to have more people on here that don't own restaurants, but that work in independent restaurants and that love their craft, have passion for their trade, and care about what they do very deeply. So more to come on that. There's a quick tip share, little inspiring commentary to start your week. We love y'all. We appreciate you listening. More episodes coming soon. See ya.